Put on the full armor of God, so that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
Welcome to Rock Power. Rock Power is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are located just west of Fluor Drive on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. This ministry is dedicated to the proposition that the Bible is God speaking to you, that God never changes, that the Holy Spirit never changes, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that there is only one church and one church age, and that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And as He, Jesus, is, so are we in the world. And the world is in desperate need to see the church in manifestation in the earth, not in the power of politics or in the power of words, but in the power of His Spirit, moved and motivated and controlled by love. This week we're going to be looking at the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Instead, we went out and said, you know, you're a dirty, rotten rebel. What are you going to do about it, you sinner? Instead of saying, you know, you're pardoned. Why don't you come in and receive it? Why don't you lay down your arms and be reconciled to God? Why don't you receive it? People that were Japanese during World War II wouldn't quit fighting after the Japanese surrendered. There were some that continued fighting into the 50s. They wouldn't accept the war was over.
But one of the reasons they wouldn't accept it was no one got close enough to them to tell them the war was over. They thought it was a trick. They thought they were being lied to. They thought that instead of us wanting to make peace, we wanted to make trouble. Well, frankly, that's the way the world looks at the church today. I am very disturbed today when I hear many, many, many Christians, many voices saying, and many voices with loud amplification and a lot of money to spread their message, saying that we are in a culture war. The war's over. We're not in a culture war. They want us, they said, we've got to engage the culture. No, we aren't to engage the culture. God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. You people have got to quit listening to these people who don't speak the Bible. It sounds good, but if it's not Bible, it's not good. We are not in a culture war. We are not to engage in a culture war. We are to engage in the ministry of reconciliation. We are to go out and we're to tell the world that the war's over, that God's not counting their sins against them. Be reconciled to God. We're to give them the good news, not the bad news. Christ ascended on high. He gave gifts unto men. He gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. And quite frankly, we have too many people speaking who are not pastors, apostles, prophets, or evangelists. We have too many people speaking who are not ministry gifts to the body of Christ, and they're leading the body of Christ the wrong way. They're fighting the wrong fight. We are not to fight people. We're to pray for those who despitefully use us. We're to love our enemy. We're to tell them to be reconciled to God. We are not to fight them. Being salt and light is not being fighting, it's love. It's telling them to come in, the war's over, come in, there's a pardon on the table. We're not to go out and remind them of their sins, we're to go out and remind them of their pardon.
The war is over. Jesus won. God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. Not imputing their sins to them. I don't like that. You liked it, that He's not imputing your sins. You're like the guy, the church is like the guy who worked all day and don't like that the guy who only worked 1 hour got the same thing. And He said He's committed to us the message of reconciliation. He's committed to us to tell the world that Jesus Christ has already died for your sins. Instead, we say, you got to confess your sins. Well, you know, they couldn't possibly confess their sins. That'd be like me telling my dog, now you confess every time you've ever barked. How would he know? How would a dog remember every time he ever barked? How would a sinner remember every sin he ever committed?
Not only can't a sinner remember all of his sins, some of his sins he didn't even know were sins.
a sinner could not possibly ever confess his sins. That is lunacy gone to seed. The Bible never says it. The Bible does say, he already died for your sins. Just come on in. Just come on in. You see, the reason a person is pardoned after a war is because they did something. They're already pardoned. They got to come in and receive it. They don't have to come in and confess they did it. They're pardoned because they know they did it. God knows. You think God doesn't know? God is the only one who could tell you all your sins. No one could tell all their sins, only God. So why would you have to tell them to Him? He's the only one who knows them. The Bible says you have to confess Christ as Lord.
The Bible does say in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus as Lord, and shall believe in your heart that God has raised you from the dead, you shall be saved. It doesn't say a thing in the world about confessing your sins. It says to repent. Repent means to turn around, to turn from the life of self, to turn from the life of the flesh, and turn to the life of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Some way we treat people like he didn't die for their sins until they receive it. No, he died once for all. If he died once for all, then he died once for all, I believe. He died once for all. He's not going to die again when they confess their sins.
We are not to treat them like enemies. We're not to treat them like the scum of the earth. We're not to remind them of their sins. We're not to condemn them. Christ did not come into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. And he's given the message of reconciliation unto us. He's not given the message to go out and tell them that they're sinners. He already died for their sins. He is not counting their sins against them. But we are so big on accusing the world and reminding the world of their sins. We get letters in the mail. We get emails about the sinners did this and the sinners did that and the sinners are going to do this. We need to give them the message of reconciliation. I always say, dogs bark, cows moo, and sinners sin. Now, what would you think if somebody constantly every week sent you an email that said, the dogs are barking, the dogs are barking, the cows are mooing, the birds are chirping? You'd think they're nuts, wouldn't you? We're to give them the message of reconciliation. They are going to sin until they get saved. Dogs are going to bark as long as they live. Cows are going to moo as long as they live. Sinners are going to sin as long as they live. We need to tell them they can become a new creation in Christ Jesus.
What they have to receive is justification, the pardon. The doors are open. The war's over. In fact, the devil's defeated. But as long as they want to stay out there with him, they're going to have trouble with him. Come on in with Christ, and put the devil under your feet. The Bible says he died for our sins. And not our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. But he was raised for our justification. If you've received him, you've been justified. What does that mean? You've been declared not guilty. Your name is written that you are now the righteousness of God in Christ, which is the result of justification. You know, there's only two righteous men ever lived. Adam was righteous for a while. You know, we don't know how long. And Jesus, the second Adam. First Adam blew it. The second Adam didn't. You know, I was walking into Sam's Club yesterday, and the strangest thing happened. You know, I always get one of those long things. What do they call those? Flatbed. Because no matter what I go in there to get, I always end up needing a flat. So I gave up on those carts. So I'm getting me a flatbed, and there's two people in front of me, and I'm not paying any attention to them. One person, is having trouble finding their ID or something because they're taking a while and I didn't pay any attention to that because I'm getting this, you know, they're always stuck together. You know. But the person between the person showing their ID and me said, I wrote it down, let me read it. They said, no wonder we can't live free of sin. And I thought, what in the world are you talking about? This person just said it. I don't know who they were talking to, but this person just standing there said, no wonder we can't live free of sin. I don't know what she meant or why she said it. And I thought, I wish I'd have seen what the other person did. I don't know what the other person did or if anything, but the fact is That's what most of the church believes, that we can't live free from sin. The church has believed that we can't live free from sin, and therefore, if that's what you believe, that's what you're going to have. You know, have you ever heard anybody say, the truth shall set you free? You ever heard anybody say that? Well, you know, that isn't what the Bible says exactly. It says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. This is the truth. Is there anybody in the world yet not free? Sure. They don't know the truth. It's only the truth you know that'll set you free. It's only the truth you know that'll set you free. If you don't know it, it can't set you free. It's locked up right here until you know it, in your heart and in your mouth, in your heart and in your mouth. The church doesn't know that they can live free from sin.
The sinner doesn't know that he can be reconciled with God. He doesn't know that truth, and so he's not free. And the church doesn't know they can live free from sin, so they're not free from sin. The church has not been told they can live free from sin. In fact, they've been told they can't live free from sin. In fact, they've been told they're sinners saved by grace, when the Bible says you're a new creation in Christ Jesus, not a sinner saved by grace. We haven't been taught that the Bible teaches us that we've been freed from sin and we can live free from sin.
They don't know the truth. But my Bible says in Romans chapter 7, verse 6, listen to this, but now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter, for he who has died has been freed from sin. See, we died with him. We're free from sin. The wonder is that we don't know it. We've never been told that we can live free from sin. We'll never live free from sin till we find out we can. It says we've been freed from sin. So if we've been freed from sin, it's a wonder that we don't live free from sin. To me, it's not a wonder that we can't, it's a wonder that we don't, because we've been freed from it. We've been freed from sin. Now, why would we want to again go back under bondage to what we were free from? Well, because I have a sin nature. Get saved then, and then you'll be freed from sin. Now, I'm telling you what the Bible says, not what man preaches. Let God be true and every man wrong. Every man a liar. Now, what do you have to do? Verse 11 of Romans chapter 7, reckon yourselves to be dead to sin.
Reckon means to count it done. Write it down. Figure it. Count on it. Count it as done. Count it as truth.
Come to the conclusion. He died for your sins. You've been freed from sin.
Accept your freedom and reckon yourself free.
And when sin comes, you say, why would I want to do that? I'm free.
If this message has helped you, awakened you, alarmed you, or blessed you, and you want to share that with us, you can email us at rockpchurch@aol.com or write to us at Rock Power Church, 3119 Southwest 30th Street, Des Moines, Iowa, 50321. Or come see us Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. You also can visit us at our website, www.rockpowerchurch.com. Rock Power Church is all one word. Put on